You're listening to Jim Edwards.
CKFW, the Motor City.
7:30 at the Big H. Traffic is very heavy this morning. We're moving along at minimum speeds, but the Edison Lighthouse will help to zip things along. Love grows where my rosemary goes.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a hand on mine, it's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say.
Edison Lighthouse number 7 for the brand new CKLW Big 30 and the Jim Edwards Show at 7:33. This morning we've selected Southfield High as the school of the day, and Mr. Robert Hall is the principal there. Wonder if he used to be a tailor. Say, did you know that Peter Jackson gives away more big cash prizes than any other cigarette in Canada? It's true. On the average, every 48 hours there is another big PJ winner. Right here in Ontario, there are three very excited new winners. They're Mr. J.E. Holm and Mrs. Lila Jarsunis, both of Toronto, and Mr. David Atticott of Kitchener. They're all jumping for joy because they've each found cash certificates for $1,000. Now maybe it's your turn to win big money from Peter Jackson. In the next pack you pick up anywhere in Ontario, you could find a cash certificate worth $10,000 or $1,000. Now notice that Peter Jackson only gives away big prizes. And now with PJ regular length available, there are more big winners every 48 hours. So switch and be a winner with Peter Jackson, the cigarette with a winning taste. 7:34 from the Big 8 with a Funkadelic. And I got a thing, you got a thing, we all got a thing. Thing and everybody's got a thing. No pun intended. That's the Funkadelic and number three from the brand new CKLW Big 30 on the Jim Edwards Show at 7:36.
I drive my Camaro from the mountains to the sea.
New Camaro Super Hugger. A faster fastback with a better handling suspension, front disc brakes, six engine choices. See the Super Hugger at your Chevy dealer's sports department. And remember, it's not how young you are. It's how old you aren't.
Drink milk. Fresh milk. Cold milk. Drink milk for all it's worth.
Whenever I think of milk, I remember the immortal words of a great statesman when he said, milk. Never has one beverage done so much for so many.
Drink milk for all it's worth. CKLW.
Hey, you. Hey, you. You got a favorite song or maybe an all-time hit or possibly a song by the Beatles you'd like to hear? My wish is your command. Here's Bobby and Glenn.
Yeah.
is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is,
minutes before 8. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News for Michigan Blue Cross and Blue Shield, leaders in health care protection. Three Windsor residents have been arrested on charges of trafficking marijuana following an overnight raid on a home at Bruce and Elliott. Local, provincial, and RCM police moved in on the house and seized a quantity of grass. We asked Staff Sergeant Trainer Fraser to explain what happened.
Members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Ontario Provincial Police, and the Windsor City Police made a raid on a residence at 485 Elliott in the city of Windsor, and three people have been arrested as a result of this, and we have recovered 2 pounds of marijuana.
The suspects will be arraigned in provincial judges' court later today. The new mobilization committee at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor has announced plans for anti-war protests throughout the week. Committee President Marty Halpern tells the Big Eight what his group has in mind.
In Ann Arbor, actions beginning Tuesday will culminate in a mass demonstration on Thursday, March 19th. We will assemble at the Diag at 1 o'clock. We will march past the draft board, past City Hall, and rally at People's Plaza to denounce the war and the draft, and to confront the regents who will then be meeting on the Black Action Movement demand.
Meanwhile, the Black Students Union on campus is calling for a sharp increase in black enrollment, and according to group spokeswoman Sylvia Josephs...
Well, we as blacks are tired of waiting. We're tired of waiting for a society that lets too few blacks into their National Guard because they're afraid of training blacks. They're afraid of what blacks will do when they see whites club other blacks on the street. They're afraid of what will happen in the case of Aubrey Pollitt if they see, in fact, whites subjugating their black brothers to all sorts of forms of torture and murder.
Opposition leader Bob Stanfield continuing his attack on Edgar Benson's white paper on taxation and says one of the proposals could amount to tax on babysitting. The Beetle Broad Tory boss claims that a proposal allowing deductions for child care expenses offers absolutely no help to the majority of Canadian mothers who can't afford to pay for child care but leave their children with friends or relatives. The Pontiac School Board has met its deadline for submitting a plan to integrate the city's 25,000 pupil school system in U.S. District Court in Detroit. Two alternate plans have been submitted. One of them would integrate the schools through busing and the redrawing of boundary lines. The other would leave integration at most elementary and junior high schools up to the students themselves and would cost the district only about $50,000 a year. Reaction to that recent decision by local doctors to hold on to that $1 million surplus from the Windsor Medical Services.
Doctors belong to Windsor Medical, which became a carrier for the provincial OSIP program. And with the switch, there's $1 million surplus. The doctors have discussed splitting it up among themselves. There's strong pressure to use the money for something educational or useful, such as a medical school in Windsor. But Bert Lawrence, the financial and commercial affairs minister, insists the doctors haven't made up their minds. And he's not sure that he can force them to use it like this, even if they decide to split it up. Health Minister Thomas Wells has refused the possibility of matching the doctors dollar for dollar to set up a medical school in Windsor. At the legislature, Bob Carr, 2020 News.
Windsor traffic normal for this time of morning, moving medium speeds on all main thoroughfares. Inbound traffic on Detroit freeways and surface streets heavy, moving minimum to medium speeds with the usual bumper-to-bumper conditions at the interchange. The arson squad has been called in to investigate a two-alarm blaze that ripped through the Packard food warehouse at 5343 Bellevue in Detroit earlier this morning. Firemen were on the scene for several hours before finally extinguishing the inferno. That's another story first reported to 2020 News through the hotlines. When you see breaking news, call 254-CKL. W in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit, and become eligible for the weekly cash award or the annual $1,000 award. Producers of the musical production Hair in Windsor looking for talent. Musical director for the Toronto production is George Terrace, and he tells the Big Eight that the touring production should hit the road sometime in June.
The tour will be going out sometime in June, which means it will be June or early July, which means that rehearsals could begin as early as the first or second week of May.
Auditions have been scheduled next week with times and places to be announced later this week. Windsor police expected to find out this afternoon whether or not they'll get the entire wage package from the city. The police board and representatives of the Police Officers Association meet again today to iron out the few remaining stumbling blocks. If the board puts the stamp of approval on the wage demands, a first-class constable will be earning $12,000 a year. And Dr. Timothy Leary has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for possession of pot. To add salt to the wound, the Superior Court judge also ruled that the former Harvard professor begin his sentence only after he completes a 10-year federal term imposed earlier this month in a Texas smuggling case. See KLW Sports. The Red Wings play Los Angeles tonight at Olympia, a crucial game. It's their game in hand over Montreal and Chicago. They could move into sole possession of third place with a win. The Detroit strength remains in defense, and according to Bobby Hull, that department received one of its biggest boosts through trades.
Getting back to our defense, we've made a good trade, I think, with the Los Angeles Kings. And got Bill White, a good, solid defenseman. I'm not saying that Gil Marat wasn't a good defenseman, but Bill's a little different style, and he's a defensive defenseman.
In the NBA, with two prime forwards out of the game because of knee injuries, the Pistons go back into action at Kobo tonight, meeting the Eastern Division leaders, the New York Knicks. In the only other game overnight, Chicago scored a narrow win over Cincinnati, 142-140. That merger meeting between the NBA and the ABA moves into its second day in Chicago. The National League Commissioner, Walt Kennedy, tells 2020 Sports he can't speculate on whether discussions will end in merger. His negotiators have specific demands to make.
The merger committee was directed by the owners to continue to meet with the merger committee of the APA, and were given certain instructions that they felt had to be met in order to continue further exploration.
The National Invitational Tournament has moved into the quarterfinals. Army defeated Manhattan 77-72. St. John's of New York dumped Georgia Tech 56-55. Tonight, Marquette meets Utah. Louisiana State meets Oklahoma. In high school basketball, action will resume on Wednesday night with regional championship play. The Tigers take on Kansas City this afternoon. Yesterday's exhibition encounter ended in a 3-2 loss to New York. The attempt to move the Seattle franchise to Milwaukee goes to the courts today. The judge is to consider a restraining order by Friday, aimed at preventing the Pilots from moving through an $80 million state damage suit. And Montreal's Mayor Jean Drapeau is flying to Munich, hoping to convince the Olympic Committee his city can host the 1976 Summer Games. He's in competition with Los Angeles and Moscow. CKLW News Time 747.
Have you heard about Michigan Blue Cross and Michigan Blue Shield's new choice of non-group health care coverage for individuals? Now you can choose a Blue Cross plan that pays either $30 or $20 a day for hospital room and board up to 120 days. And you also get Blue Shield MVF protection that pays most doctor bills in full for covered services. In addition, non-group protection pays for the many other costly services you may need to get well. This new coverage recognizes that you may want a choice of how much protection you want against the increasing costs of health care. And now you can choose a contract to meet your needs. So if you are an individual who has no adequate health care protection, call us now or visit your nearest Blue Cross and Blue Shield offices.
For more information about this new non-group coverage and an application, call 965-2700 or visit the Blue Cross and Blue Shield office at 441 East Jefferson. Motor City weather just ahead of much more music and Jim Edwards. Sunny and warmer today, high 43. Low tonight, 25. Wednesday, generally fair and mild. 18 degrees for Michigan Blue Cross Blue Shield, leaders in health care protection. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News.